Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning. And of course, as we do every Thursday, we have Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio. And this morning, we have Denise Shark and Shannon Modell. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
By the way, before we get started, though, the movie night was great on Friday night. Myself and my son, we both had a blast. We'd never seen that movie, neither one of us, and it was great. It was not expecting a musical, like I was telling you off air, but because I'm not the biggest fan of musicals, but that one, the songs have been stuck in my ear all weekend because they're good songs. So
yeah, it was a great movie. We had a good crowd, about 150.
I think
we counted. There might have been a few more show up after that, but
and everybody's social distance as well. So
they do,
so.
And it's outside, so it was a great night. And as long as we're talking about that, I'm going to go into a little bit about it. We wanted to thank the city band. Mm-hmm. That was the last.
Oh, they were great. Yeah, they were
that
fantastic.
That was the last performance of this year that they do with us. So also Community State, CVR, Nitrogen, Isham's and Lieber. They're our sponsors. They help provide licensing for the movie and everything to provide it, you know, free for everyone. So.
And you couldn't ask for better weather on Friday. Oh, my
fantastic
goodness. It was incredible.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. It was perfect.
We weren't sweating, so
yeah.
Putting the things up. And then we have added the Dalton documentary.
Oh, very nice.
We've added that to our schedule for October 3rd.
Okay.
And
well, that's what I was going to butt in and say. September 18th is the next movie night, and that's going to be Rudy, you know, kind of getting the football spirit.
Rudy.
Not every conference or, you know, football team you cheer for is playing this fall, but mm-hmm. you can still get in the football spirit on September 18th.
And we do want you to wear your football, you know.
Wear your favorite jerseys. Yeah.
Kind of dress up, you know,
way.
Just get the spirit of it,
yeah.
you know.
And if you follow the Midland Facebook page, they also added a special movie night October 2nd with Ferris Bueller. And then, like
Bueller.
Denise just mentioned,
Bueller.
And then, as Denise mentioned, October 3rd with the Dalton, and then in October with Coco, October 9th. So all those dates are on the events tab of the Midland Theater's Facebook page.
And obviously, you can get to the Midland page from, of course, we talk about all the time, from the I Love Coffeeville. That's right. The
right.
one-stop shop for a lot of the
anything and everything
events.
You need,
exactly.
Right.
So be sure to get on over to that. So you did have a few more things you did want to talk about before we get into the main crux of everything we were talking about. I go off on movies. I just love movies. So,
well, so we've got your fix for the next couple months.
Yes, exactly.
But on that October 3rd, that's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Also, the community garden and the community orchard is planning like a fall festival. It's going to be a first time event for them. So they're looking for volunteers to help out with that. And Peggy wants to have a hay rack ride. So if there's
that'd
anybody
be fun.
Out there that has a hay rack, I guess is what you use, or a wagon or whatever.
Some hay and someone to drive all those kids around. I mean, it's still a work in progress, but a lot of good ideas to be had to, you know, just get everybody together and celebrate fall and the community.
That'd be a lot of fun.
And we do know there's other announcements coming for that weekend. So, you know, movies on Friday and documentary on Saturday night and fall festival. So.
Hey, tell you what, I don't have anything to do that Saturday night, so for the Dalton documentary, so I'm definitely going to get out there
and
for that.
And it's educational, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean,
educational and edutainment, I think is what they call it. So, again, that is one of the things I watch a lot at home is documentaries, because I always love just getting information and a lot of, now some I watch are sports documentaries, but those can be very educational as well, because like the Michael Vick one, I had no idea about a lot of the stuff that was happening you know, in his life, and apparently he's kind of turned everything around where he's like a huge, you know, he was part of the dog fighting thing, but mm-hmm. now he's apparently a huge animal advocate nowadays, and he doesn't do just like one thing a year, he does a lot a year. So
very cool.
Well, have you seen the Dalton documentary?
I have not seen it, so I do want to see it.
Okay,
so
and we'll probably run it. I think it's only 45 minutes. We'll probably run it a couple times.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
During the evening. So, we'll go through the Midland Theater then. The Heritage Trust Fund grant that mm-hmm. we were awarded to secure the shell, it's wrapping up. We're just getting our punch list done. So if you haven't been by the theater, drive by, look at it. The colors on the walls or the doors mm-hmm. and the ticket booth. You know, it's a rich green and red period colors from the historic, timeline. Mm-hmm. So it looks real nice. Got some gold accents.
They're very nice. Yeah, I've driven by it a few times. It's looking really good.
And then we did elect a new board member on the Midland Theater Foundation board, and that's Cindy Price. So she'll be joining us going in the future. Big things hope to come from her, you know. She's great at history and...
She loves Coffeeville.
Yep, and taking pictures. So we think she's a good, great addition. And that brings me to the Midland Theater was at the CCC Community Engagement sign up last week, and we have about 4 pages of volunteers that had signed. Well, I'm not going to say they're volunteers. They were interested in it. So,
okay.
We had one show up Friday night for the movie that did a fantastic job. We've got 3 or 4 showing up tomorrow to help us clean snack bar. So if anybody else is interested in volunteering, maybe, you know, helping us out with the board or other things, you know, let go to I Love Coffeeville or the Facebook page and let us know about that. So,
and then looks like also the Plaza Tree is coming up, correct?
Okay, it is. So
we have a lot of fun Christmas things to talk about.
We do, but the tree was something I wanted to mention today. I don't know if you are aware of it, but last year, you know, we put out an email looking for donations so we could purchase a tree. And within 24 hours, we had the money, which meant, you know, there's a lot of people interested.
Right.
Well, this tree that we have, it was great down at the plaza, but it's expandable. Mm-hmm. So we can add like 2 feet every year if we want to, but it takes a little bit of donation.
Right.
With COVID, I wasn't sure about even asking for donations at this point. You know, there's too many other things going on. But I've been convinced by a few people that, you know, no, we need to grow that tree, have something to look forward to every year. So if you are interested in donating for that second tier, we do have some money left over from last year. So, you know, let us know. I'll be sending out an email like I did last time and to get the interest in that. But look forward to that and see if we can get that money collected.
Right.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you could tilt your mic up just a little bit, there we go, that's a lot better. You were sounding a little hollow there, so I was just making sure people could hear you.
You know, I got in trouble last week with my husband about the way I talk on the radio, so no, I told him I would try to do better.
You're doing fine. It's just that it was a little hollow. I wanted to make sure it sounded just a tad bit better there, so there
and
we go.
And then we had the Coffeeville Together. Numbers. We hit a milestone. 811 gift certificates have been sold.
Very nice.
So total for that is $42,790. And with the CACF match, that takes us up to $85,580. So great job with everybody here in town. And it's still open. CoffeevilleTogether.com if you want to purchase some gift certificates from 31 different businesses, local. Mm-hmm. So make sure you know.
That you go there and be able to get it, because I know you said you want to try get close as 50,000 as possible. That's kind of like your goal.
Well, everyone should start thinking about their Christmas shopping.
Exactly.
I mean, you know you're going to spend some money, so go ahead and spend a little bit of it now.
Right.
Or buy gift cards to give to someone else.
And you're spending it locally. That's the best part about it. And the money stays within our community and helps out the local businesses.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, you guys did the story on the HUD administrator that was here, the Regional 7 that did the tours yesterday. I was lucky enough to be able to go on those tours. And one of the focuses was 9th Street and the housing that has, you know, taken place there, along with the community garden and the orchard. Those were all highlights. So, you know, shout out to Peggy and Ron Olson for all the work that they've done over there.
So. Absolutely. And it sounded like it went really, really well. Yeah. So that was good to hear. And Shannon, I cut you off there for a second.
No, I was just going to add to the tree, but that's okay. Denise got all of her topics in. But, you know, I'm just really ready for Christmas now because we've had quite a few meetings the last couple of weeks talking about what we can add to Coffeeville for the holiday season. And, you know, for several years now, the Brown Mansion has been doing their tours, and it's just growing and growing every year. I mean, obviously with COVID this year, there's still a lot of unknowns, but Over the last couple of years, there started to be people that'll drive 1 hour to 2 hours just to come and see the Brown Mansion,
which is
maybe
very
even
cool.
farther. Yeah. So we thought, like, what else could we offer these people to showcase Coffeyville and just our Coffeyville locals that have, you know, all their kids come home for Christmas? What else could we do? So we're going to do an official announcement probably at the beginning of October when we have more plans, but we're going to call it Christmas on the Plaza. And, we're hoping to have events the same nights of the Brown Mansion. But like I said, all this is still like TBD.
Right.
But the focus is going to be downtown, working with downtown businesses, restaurants, which if you're listening to this, we haven't talked to all of you yet. But this is all like planning.
Right.
And then we'll have vendors set up. And so it'll be in the evenings with the lights downtown, with the tree. And as Denise mentioned, with the tree, we will have a big lighting event again this year, the night of the parade. And the parade is scheduled to be December 4th. So, you know, from talking with the city and the chamber, the parade will go on. So plan for December 4th.
And we are partnering with the city and the chamber.
For the parade. Yeah. Well, and it'll be all three of us for the Christmas on the Plaza. It'll come from the city, the chamber, and Coffeyville's Reawakening. But we have so many ideas and a lot of volunteers helping us. Ideas are coming and throwing at us. So we kind of got to work through that of like, we just want to get off the ground, you know, to get this going, you know, and with a lot of people of pride in Montgomery County, I keep saying like Independence owns Halloween, so let's own Christmas.
Exactly.
Like, let's do it. So, you know, we want to get just, you know, we have such an amazing downtown and we'll have the Christmas tree, planning to have Santa there, hot chocolate. We're going to have our own little Hallmark downtown.
Hopefully we'll have the Christmas weather, you know, where it's not like bitter cold, but nice and chilly that, you know, I don't like 75 degrees on Christmas. Mistake.
That wasn't that last year. My
yes,
husband and I were talking
yes,
about it.
It did
I said,
not feel like Christmas
yeah,
at all.
Weren't we outside doing something? Yeah, like, it's so bizarre.
I was outside with shorts on. I mean, I was like, this is not Christmas. What is going
right.
on here?
Maybe we'll have to bring in our own snow or something.
Get a snow blower going.
And then hopefully with the crafts and the vendors and everything, everybody that we hope to gather down here, you may not have to travel to go shop for Christmas this
well,
year. So.
Yeah, and I don't know if I made it clear either. With the Christmas on the Plaza, it's going to be multiple nights through December. And we're hoping that it'll be almost all the same nights that the Brown Mansion is having something out there. But like I said, they still are working through things with COVID of what their exact plan would be. But the idea is that you have somewhere to eat, somewhere to shop downtown, and you can go see more Christmas lights. We've talked about maybe doing a Christmas decorating contest throughout town. I mean, we have so many ideas going on. It's like, what's going to be the most important ideas?
Yeah, maps for where you can see the house.
Uh-huh. And I do believe, did I not hear right? You know, you said the city band played the other night. Are they not going to be involved in that as well?
They
play some Christmas music as well?
They play in the Christmas parade. They ride a float, and
okay.
I think that's their last engagement that they have for the year.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, we may talk to them too about other nights that they want to play music, because that was on our list of, you know, reaching out to church choirs, the college, the high school.
People,
yeah. So
people love Christmas music.
Yeah,
right.
So they'll be different
down there. Yeah.
Yeah, and the children's choir.
Something different every night.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Like
so.
I said, we have so many ideas we're compiling, and it's like it's gonna happen, but it's like we're going a lot of different directions. Right now,
yeah,
but we're just excited
because Christmas music is a big thing about Christmas, and that puts people in the mood and makes everybody happy. So you got that kind of going down on the Plaza, and that just makes people
maybe Hallmark want to like come film a movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe not like a blizzard or anything. Maybe just a little light snow at the same time. That'd be great. Not 75 and wearing gym shorts like I was doing on Christmas last year, which I could not believe that. I was just like, what is going on here? We're in a different world here. All right, well, ladies,
we have
also,
one more thing.
Porchology grant that we talked about last weekend. How's that going so far?
It's going very well. We are getting several entries. We're, you know, very, very excited. I know it's been in the paper, and then a lot of the information I've released on the Reawakening Facebook page, but this was brought to us from a grant through AARP. They're calling it Livable Communities. That's a branch of AARP, I believe, and there was 184 grants given throughout the United States, and only two in Kansas, and we were one of them. So
that's amazing.
I don't know who all helped Peggy with the grant, but I think she wrote most of it herself. And the idea was porchology. It's kind of a new term she came up with, and I think it's a great trend. And, you know, just bringing back sitting on your porch and talking with your neighbors.
You still have time. to
yes, it. Yes, you right. still have time to enter. I mean, really the only rules are we need it to be within the city limits and it must be owner occupied. And I mean, essentially you already have to have a porch. Like yeah. we don't really have the funds to build, to add on a whole porch. You know, right. there needs to be a porch there to work with. So
September 1st
is the final deadline. So
that is next Tuesday. So you still have a little less than a yeah. week to do it. To apply for
yeah, so
it.
You can get an entry form at the chamber. Or you, if Denise happens to be in the Reawakening office, you can come and give her your information. The easiest way is just to send us a message on Facebook, and I just need your address, name, phone number, and there'll be some more information coming out for those that have already entered. But super easy to do. Just enter if you have a porch that you want to get upgraded.
All right. So again, the deadline for that is on next
Tuesday.
There'll
be four winners that mm-hmm. we select. So there is like a timeline. I think we're hoping to announce winners by maybe September 15th, middle of the month. But we have a really fast timeline of wanting to get it done. I don't have the timeline in front of me, but it's mid to late October. I mean, we want to have it done. Like once we announce winners, get everything done and porches be ready to show off.
And I assume you've already gotten a really good response as well. Lots of entries and people yes. are excited about
something
like this.
And it seems
like
lately I'm getting at least one a day, maybe two. So
there we go.
The word is spreading.
That's always a good thing. So, again, lots of great things going on. And, of course, as we always ask Denise, you know, the best way to contact you guys is
ilovecoffeeville.com.
All right. And again, that's the one-stop shop for a lot of the different, you know, I think, you know, of course, Coffeeville's Reawakening is on there. I think it's the Chamber on there as
the
well.
Chamber, City's on there, CXCF's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody, like right. we say, it's your one-stop shop.
It is.
Right.
So be sure to get on over there to ilovecoffeeville.com, and you can go there, ask questions. You also can go to Coffeeville Reawakening's Facebook page if you have any questions. Well, just turn on that chat and say, hey, ask them a question. They will answer it. I did that, I think, a couple months ago because I was asking about something, and you guys answered quickly. So, again, we do appreciate you guys coming in today, and we will see you guys again next week.
Thanks, Kyle.
Awesome. Thank you.
All
Have
right.
a good week.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we are going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.